Don't call it a heat wave. It's been here for years. This is the pool.
Welcome back to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am.
We're missing a dude. He may show up.
Missing a dude.
We're missing a dude.
Have you seen a dude?
Have you seen a dude around here, man? It's like. Yeehaw, he's got a beard and everything.
I love golf. Yeah,
just a dude or hey you.
Hey, dude. You hear me?
Hey.
Matt's not here. So we're just going to carry on. The two of us. We're going to do what we can here. Entertain you for the next hour
or
two.
I'm not even going to make a joke.
No.
Might start a rumor. We don't want rumors.
Right. We're not rumor starters here. It's not that
That's
show.
Right.
We're going to be talking about the beer we drank last week and some beers we're going to be looking out for, some beer culture discussions, and our listeners are going to call us, tell us some stuff that's going on with them. And Louie's going to beg for chips. This week, my palate cleansing snack is Pringles. I didn't have any saltines, so I chose Pringles.
COVID times are tough. Mm-hmm.
What is your palate cleansing snack, Nick?
I have a blend of wavy Lay's and rosemary. Rosemary and sea salt crackers.
Rosemary crackers?
Yeah, they're exquisite.
They are. That sounds like crackers left over from a party. Is what that? Those kind of crackers sound like.
What? We were safe. Less than 10 people. Keep your distance.
We're being safe. Okay.
Yeah, it was oops. And quarantine approved.
All right. My tailgate beer, which I am currently still enjoying, New Glory Brewing's Life Pass Pale. I discovered it over the weekend and I was in the grocery store earlier today and had to pick it up again because it was that good. It was a pale ale with Mosaic, Citra, and Simcoe, man. That's the combo you want. Just need to do that every time. And it's a really good beer.
So everybody could do that.
Mm-hmm. You should have that on, always on, at whatever tap room you have. So I am recommending this Life Pass Pale.
Wow. So double purchase within the same week.
That's right.
Is what you're saying.
And, you know, the market has the end of all singles. And there's always something new, and there was some new. They just got in some Moonraker. The guy there was telling me about it. He's like, "Hey, you like new beers?" I'm like, "I'm required to like new beers, sir. I'm a beer geek. We only like new beers. We do not like any
was
other
this
beers."
An employee?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was some dude. Hey, man.
Yeah. Random. Randos.
Dude, I'm gonna stop you right now. I know more than you. Don't try to. All right, man, but yeah, they got Moonraker.
By the way, have you seen this dude?
We're looking at this dude. By the way, you hang out around this beer section a lot. Oh yeah, seen this dude? Yeah, beard. He answers the hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Let me know if you see him in there.
Yeah,
he's missing. We got to do a show.
I'll be here in the beer aisle, then I'm heading straight for the hot pockets.
Chilling here.
I might check out the Olive
Waiting
Bar.
Waiting for some tasty waves. And for Van Halen.
Cool, you had a shirt when you came in here.
Something happened to him, man. No, I got to wear a mask and a shirt. No.
Oh, they didn't say anything about a shirt. They just said mask.
Yeah, man, I got my mask required. The way you drinking right now?
No mask, no shoes, no dice.
No dice. Oh, Hamilton.
Let no beer be drink before it's time. Why haven't I used that one before?
Well, you just use it now. I can't use it.
Damn it.
People are going to be like, I remember when Nicky, he used that in episode 368. Now here in episode 427, he's using it as opener and yeah. I recognize that and so cool.
You don't recognize it. So to answer your previous inquiry, I am drinking the newest, the latest, the greatest from Zach's Brewing.
Oh.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Well,
old beer, new label. How about that?
Right. Well, yeah. Not old beer.
Label refresh. It's a new beer again.
Yeah.
Our first time label.
Sure.
Long time.
Gotta like that. Zach's is a
long time flavor. Labeling, first canning, time label. And
labeling beer. Hand canned. Hand canning.
Hand canned.
Hand canned.
Hand canned, huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
You, and now. In case you didn't see this week, Zach's is now shipping within California. So all our California listeners can enjoy Zach's Brewing no matter where you are. Zach's Brewing.
Even if you're on the 405?
Yeah, dude. Zach'sBrewing.com. Use the offer code BeardedBrewer87 to receive 0% off your order. Right. Zach'sBrewing.com.
Use the
code industry.
High five.
Use the code industry just to see what happens.
Yeah.
See if anything happens. Use the code Chocotazo to receive an extra $5 surcharge.
To receive one shout out from Chew Your Beer.
Yeah. Hey, that might work. She would do that. All right, so we're settled in. We got our beers. We're hoping Matt makes an appearance, but if not, we will fight through.
We will tangent regardless.
Louis is going to have to step up.
That's right.
Come on, Louis.
Louis, I'm sure I saw a possum back there.
Well, by the way, it's very small. But the girls started an Instagram page for Louie. Not a lot of people are following it, but they're having fun with it so far. It's Louie the German Lab. If you look on Instagram right now, I think it's Louie the German Lab, because he's got some German Shepherd in him, and Louie the Lab was already taken, so they made Louie the German Lab. So. If you want to follow Louis' cute exploits.
Are there underscores?
I don't think so. I think it's all one.
All right. I'm following. I'm liking. I'm liking.
You can see what Louis' up to.
I'm going to get a thanks for all the likes. Thank you. Because I liked all the pictures.
Nick.
Hi.
Let's start with you. Matt's already done with his.
Yeah. In case you missed it. Have you seen this dude? Does anybody ever come in the middle of a podcast and wonder what's going on? Is that possible? Do we have to recap what happened in the beginning? In case, welcome back.
So here's what happened.
You're just catching up. You're just tuning in.
Here's what happened, Matt.
Louis has an Instagram.
Louis has an Instagram.
We've lost Matt. Okay. Well, we've already skipped a rock across the water for these two, but Zach's is shipping now in California.
Yeah.
That's cold cool. transfer your Zach.
Mm-hmm. I hope. Oh, man. Now more than ever, Zach's Brewing has to bring Chocotazo back. We need a new batch of Chocotazo. That thing will get shipped to L.A. so much.
Well, yeah, and I think it will finally get a proper label, too.
Oh, ooh.
Well, it has. There are labels exist for it.
Yeah.
But for shelf presence, I wonder if those labels will actually be utilized for the.
Oh, they're going to have to.
The beer.
Get in the talks with Chew Your Beer, see if they can.
Was it the Scotty?
Not only
Scotty 91?
Yeah, he did make a label for it. Yeah, we're going to figure that out. I mean, first of all, I got to convince Steven or Zach to make it again.
Damn it.
Ooh, we would get on the label. We would get on first, maybe, get our logo on there first time and get a for sale production beer on our with our stamp on it.
What if we get bumped for the independent label?
Like, nah, we gotta put the independent label right there, dude. We would have to be accepting of that, being we're indie beer supporters. So Zach's, they're shipping.
Zach's is chipping, man. They're chipping. And all you can mix and match.
Of California.
Mix and match your cans. They have a new can release coming out this weekend. Part of the Tiki Time event Tioga Sequoia is doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're getting in on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Tioga's attempting an event-ish type of thing. They have food, so they're allowed to sell beer and have people over. Tiki Pints and Bites. Are you gonna do this, Mikey? Is this gonna be your tiki room substitute for the year since you can't go see Disney?
Yeah, right. I don't think so. Unless they got automated animatronic birds singing.
Yeah, you're out.
Please take your trash to the land of Phil. Landfill.
Yeah. Yes. Land of Phil.
No, I don't think I'll be down there. It's an off. I get paid every other week, so this weekend's a non-paycheck weekend, so that's when I don't.
Yes.
Those are my. Right. You see me on payday down there.
Uh-huh.
I was down there last Friday. It was payday. I was like, woo!
Yeah.
We got some money. And then a week later, I'm like, what the hell happened to my money?
I'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to go down there?
It's tough. It sounds fun, but probably not. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the theme. I mean,
yeah.
If it feels anything like drinking at Trader Sam's,
dude, that's the one place. The hotel. One place I haven't gone yet is Trader Sam's.
Oh man,
sounds fun.
Worth every overpriced beer you've ever had.
You're like worth it. $10 worth it.
Yeah. I'll have a $10 Blue Moon, yes, please.
Oh no.
That sounds amazing.
Is that the only beer they have?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's either Blue Moon.
You gotta get that's
Kona, maybe.
That's the time I would get mixed drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why I don't know what's on tap.
Yeah, that would be the only time I'm like, all right,
two Mai Tais, please.
I'm excited I can go to the Ballast Point now. Once things are normal again, safe again.
Yeah. You're going to go have some indie Ballast Point.
Yeah. I wonder if that's different at all or if everything's just the same.
That place is almost one giant patio, so I could imagine they're doing well right now.
Hmm. Well, they're probably, the downtown, so they're probably open then?
Yeah. I bet they are.
Are they in the old House of Blues spot? Where is it?
No, they're... Well, maybe they are there. I don't remember.
Are they across from the Sam's? Whatever.
No, they're actually in downtown Disney. They're not by the hotel at all.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to actually leave downtown Disney to go to Trader Sam's.
Oh.
You go all the way through to the second gate and then go in like you're going to by the hotel pool.
Uh-huh.
And then back around is where Trader Sam's is at.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. You have all the smells of chlorine as you're drinking.
So it's in the Disneyland Hotel?
What is?
Trader Sam's?
Adjacent.
Mm-hmm. I like the Disneyland Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, I'll say it.
You've been lucky enough to stay there.
Yeah.
Why?
Before I had a kid. That's when I had money to stay at Disneyland Hotel.
It's the best time to go.
What else you got?
Well, now I'm looking up Ballast Point Anaheim.
See what's going on there.
Yeah, it's the Haps, man.
What are you guys up to there? Newly indie Ballast Point restaurant, downtown Disney.
Maps.
When I'm going to be able to go to Disneyland again.
No kidding. Probably be at least 2 years.
I don't think summer 2021 will be good enough. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Ballast Point is next to the Wetzel's Pretzels.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is the old House of Blues. It looks like that spot. Because it's across from the Tortilla Joe's.
Okay.
Let's see. Lego store.
It's over there.
Trader Sam's is a separate building from the hotel. Okay. But it's in the hotel complex.
All right.
You can see the pool from Trader Sam's.
That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to see the pool.
I see that pool? All right, cool. Let's see. New Belgium is trying to prove a point.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Remember, we used to be indie, huh? Yeah, we remember New Belgium. Yeah, Will. We're pretty indie, employee owned. That's pretty indie, right? Yeah, it was. It was pretty indie, but you're not anymore. Well, we're still cool. Okay. Say so.
We do. So for one day, they marked up their six-pack of fat tire to
$100. $100?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that about?
They're saying if you don't fix climate change right now, and that's how much a six pack of beer is going to cost. Ooh. Because you screwed up.
I like the sentiment. I like being aware of the environment and caring for the environment, and I like all that. But that also sounds like BS too. Like, it sounds like an overreach.
Okay. It is 50 years away where that number would be.
Oh, okay. I'll be dead. It's fine.
Screw you, kids.
Yeah. My daughter won't be able to buy a normal fat tire six pack. That sucks.
Uh-oh.
I'll be 100 years old in the old folks home being like, oh, I remember when I could buy a six pack of flat tire for $9.99. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I remember when it was indie beer. That's cool, Grandpa. Yeah.
In 2070, people will be making like $200 an hour anyway, right? It's fine.
Yeah, right? It'll probably be like the, probably normal. It'll be like, oh, wow. That's cheap. $100. Did they actually sell any? Did they really like have it? Like you really couldn't buy it for that? Was this at the brewery maybe?
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. See, they talk about the sticker shock and it was for one day. But they don't say where.
That'd have been too difficult to pull off at like grocery stores and all that stuff.
Have all the them coordinate.
Must have been at the brewery.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm gonna say I like it. I like the point. Yeah. I like the point.
So they're not just being jerks. They're trying to get the brewery to be carbon neutral. Mm-hmm. That's their other goal. Is their money where their mouth is? I guess. Mm-hmm. Like we're doing it. You should too.
Wasn't there something about that carbon neutral? Like they made the first something carbon neutral. I thought I saw that this week.
New Belgium or anybody?
New Belgium. I like bringing up things I don't know and then letting them just sit out there.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, maybe because they're announced that Fat Tire is now carbon neutral.
There it was, yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be the first nationally distributed beer to use no fossil fuels by 2030. So they're neutral, but they're trying to get better than neutral. Mm-hmm.
That's good, man. Even if they're not indie anymore. It's good that they're doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's see. What's next? What's worse than having a brand new business during the pandemic? Just trying to open a business during a pandemic.
Oh, just trying to do anything.
Yeah. So, local talk, Fresno Clovis has a new brewery opening up currently as we speak in the pandemic.
Is this Machine Head?
Machine Head Brewing is now open. Oh, no. Stay tuned for an opening date. Very soon now.
I thought they did open.
They might have by now. This article is from 4 days ago.
There's another one about to open too.
Locally?
Yeah. Crown and what was it? Reggie's in on that one. Crow and Wolf.
Oh.
So, you know, Fresno, when there's a pandemic, we'll start opening up breweries.
That's right. We ain't scared.
Fortiter's got to be getting somewhere close to having the brewery open, too. So,
yeah. And I almost said Ballast Point. That's wrong. Barrel House.
Barrel House is
still constructing. They are pushing forward as if everything is going to be okay by the time they're ready to open.
Probably. They're using brewery time. Add another 6 months and might be...
Yeah. Be pandemic over.
Over.
And this is a total Matt article, but since he's not here...
all right. Let's hear what Matt would be saying.
Tariffs on aluminum will be reimposed very soon.
Uh-oh.
So be prepared for your canned beverages to increase slightly. The effort is to try and encourage American aluminum buying, but speculation is it will just drive prices up.
Oh, boy.
It's not going to create any shortages for aluminum, mm-hmm. but it will make prices a little bit higher because we can't buy it cheaper outside from an outside source.
Gotcha.
So cool, buy an American. Great. Going to cost a little bit more.
It's going to cost us. Brewery. Like breweries need more things to worry about. I'm like, oh, great. Now we got to pay more. Hard enough to find aluminum. Now we got to pay more for it.
They're saying 60% now is beer is canned 60-40 now to glass.
Oh, really? 60% cans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 60% of all packaged beer is now in cans.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it's even in this can shortage, it still doesn't seem like anybody's bringing back bombers. We're still not doing it. I feel like growlers still can be, still might have some relevancy.
Wow. Who's filling your growlers?
Places.
Yeah.
I know Zach's having some issues with getting enough cans, you know. It's not easy anyway.
Yeah.
Might be easier just like, hey man, come in, fill a growler. I'll fill a growler for you.
Wow.
Got about 60 growlers that could use something to do.
There you go. You should start a growler rental business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a millionaire overnight. You could rent them by the coolness. Like, this is a vintage.
Oh, yeah. This one's vintage. This one's an extra dollar a day.
This is a pre-buyout.
Rent Mikey's growler for a dollar a day.
Yeah. As low as.
A low as a dollar a day. Enter the offer code Bearded Brewer 87. Receive 20% off your first growler.
Why, we'll waive the cleaning fees if you mention Louis sanitizer. The German.
Free sanitizer if you subscribe to Louis the German Lab.
Yeah. We have your pop top. We have your twist top. We have your brown jug. We have your stainless. You want it, we got it.
Is that all you got?
Nobody but nobody. Yeah, the rest is just filler material. They're still asking, is it taste better if you pour the beer correctly? And I was like, oh, we're the perfect pour. We should know that answer.
Oh, I know that answer.
But I don't care.
Turns out I don't care.
Turns out I don't care. I will say... we're in the warm season right now. I've noticed the beers foam up quicker.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know if the temperature changes like quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I am not caring as much and just pouring wrong.
I never thought about that being get more foam when it's warmer. Maybe very true. May have to do some investigating on that.
Yeah. And even inside the house, the beer does not stay cold at all.
Well, no.
I might have to go start using my Yeti.
Yeah.
For Yeti, beer. Yep.
I've been using my, my containers that keep the can cool.
Yeah.
They work out. They work out pretty well.
Nice. Are you limiting your ounces right now? Do you still buy? Are you buying 12ers more than the 19.2s?
I haven't changed my size habits. Probably, but I mean, I do look out for more day drinking style beers, but size it doesn't change.
What do you consider day drinking?
You know, pails. Light IPAs.
Clear and hoppy, but lighter ABV.
Sure.
Doubles? Still crushing doubles?
Some Kolsch's. Yeah, doubles all day. Well, I don't really see that many Kolsch's, but you know.
Some dads, huh?
Theory.
Dads, doubles all day.
Doubles all day. Hey, huh, son?
Hashtag dads.
Doubles all day, right? Am I right? He knows. He gets it.
He knows.
Well, it's time for me to open a show beer here.
Whoa.
I love gold.
That's real sound, man. It's a real beer sound, dude. This was donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette from Luminous Basin Brewing Company. All Good IPA, New England style IPA. It's got a very 80s themed, like Saved by the Bell kind of artwork. And it's it's got additions of Mosaic, Amarillo, Citra, and Mandarina Bavaria hops. So I like those.
Oh boy.
It looks good. It's got a nice clearness. I mean, it's a little hazy for sure, but
that's a little hazy.
It's not orange juice. Haze. It still looks a little bit.
Can that trend end already?
Oh, come on. They're still good beers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in the can, yes, man.
This one's good as well. Challenges the life pass. Doing good so far.
Doing good.
Is that all you
got,
Nick?
Goody's got it. What did I do? That's your turn.
Is that you? It's my turn now? Oh, man. Well, speaking of local, everyone loves to hear more Fresno local talk. We're getting a couple more new breweries, and in the spring or summer, we're getting a new restaurant, a small California chain restaurant called Slater's 5050.
Ooh.
It's going to be there in front of Fashion Fair. And the old Abercrombie building or something. And they're this Slater's 5050, they're called 5050 because they have burgers that are 50% ground bacon, 50% beef.
This
Ron Swanson would be all about this place. They have bacon flight appetizers. So as an appetizer, you can get a flight of like six different bacon appetizers.
Okay. All right.
And they claim they have 1,000 beers cycle through their place. So I've never heard of the place.
They been to Fresno?
I meant to look up and see. Let's see if we can discover them on tap and see what kind of beers they serve. Because, I mean, Ron Swanson's going to be there because Fleming's is going to be right across the street. And we have this bacon.
They have all the whiskey.
They have a bacon-themed place, too. It's like he's just going to be hanging out there. Oh, Coronado made it. Looks like Coronado. Figueroa has made a Slater's 5050. Booze Brother. Looks like Slater's has breweries make them beers. This is weird. Okay, I've found a Slater's in Huntington Beach. Let's see what happens there in Huntington Beach. Place I used to hang out in when I lived in Lakewood. One of my more favorite beaches. A friend of mine on Untappd, Brett Oliver, had a at Slater's had a Breakers from Four Sons Brewing. They get Offshoot, Latitude 33, Duckfoot. Ooh, that's impressive. They've had Duckfoot on tap at the Huntington Beach Slater's. Society.
Okay.
So, okay, they're getting some legit stuff. Carl Strauss, more Four Sons. So, all right. They're not messing around. Oh, Space Dust.
You lose, sir. Good day.
Barrel House. Wow. Getting Barrel House down all the way down there. So this could be interesting for Fresno. Get this place. Might get some new different select beer selections.
And people's minds are going to be blown if they pull Society up here.
If they pull Duckfoot.
Duckfoot. You're looking for the Duckfoot.
Yeah. Well, speaking of venues, I mean, it's a weird time to be announcing all these venues opening up, but Modern Times has finally opened up Leisure Town in Anaheim. Not in downtown Disney, but wherever, somewhere in Anaheim. It looks pretty cool. It's got a swimming pool, and I don't know if you're allowed. I assume you're allowed to come swimming there, I guess. I don't know if it's just for looks to, like, hang out by, or you actually just go swimming.
It's for ambiance.
It seems dangerous to have a brewery tap room with a swimming pool. I don't know, but if they can bowl off, that's cool. But it looks really nice. I mean, I can't imagine going to it for a while, but it's open. Wait. You can go to it. Can't go to Disneyland, but you can go to Modern Times Leisure Town. It's definitely in that. It's got a lot going on. It's very much in that Stone Brewing's. Like, they have an Escondido and other places. So it looks
not too far from the Packing District, which is pretty cool too.
Oh, really? Oh, you see mapping it. See where it's at?
Oh, yeah. So let's see. If you're curious, it is 7 minutes away from Disneyland.
All right. One day when Disneyland's open again, you can start planning.
Also,
I can see Nick's gears are already in motion.
I'm checking. I'm mapping. Leisure Town.
And another thing for LA, like as if LA needs more stuff, Creature Comforts.
Yeah, they need to be cooler.
Yeah, they need to be cooler. Creature Comforts from Georgia, my favorite Georgia brewer, Creature Comforts. Ooh. They're going to open up a place in LA.
Wow.
So.
Can they bring their food with them?
What, do they have good food?
I'm like sure Georgia East food? Coast Georgia fried food. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
Bring something different.
So that's something to look out
for. Bring something like crawfish or.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is in Georgia.
What do you get out of the Atlantic? Anything good?
Yeah. Garbage.
Garbage. That's enough of that. So you can dream of places opening. I won't see him for a while, but can at least think about him.
All right, Mikey. The In-N-Out Burger is equidistant to the Modern Times from Disneyland. Which one are you going to?
Modern Times. I got In-N-Out Burger a couple miles from my house right now, dude.
All right.
Blackstone and Ashland In-N-Out. That's where I go.
That's the one?
Yeah. That's the real one, if you want a really good one.
All right. In-N-Out Burger installs taps.
Uh-oh.
Yes or no?
Well, yeah.
Would you have a beer and a burger?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I would. Right. I think it's unnecessary, but they were to do that, I'm in on that. All right. Well, that was enjoyable. That culture was enjoyable. Enjoyable. Wow. Culture.
I enjoyed like the question mark at the end of that statement.
Enjoyed myself. I don't know about anyone else.
Don't we always? Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
This is the part of the show where the listeners take over. 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line that you can just call and leave a message on. You get up to 3 minutes and tell us what's going on with you and something we should know about. And you can also record something on your phone and or wherever and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. But let's start off with the traditional voicemails, and we got a couple, so let's check them out. First one of the week.
Holy shit, this is for like a voicemail message. Hey guys, hey, it's you, it's your girl.
Hey, call what's going on?
It's been a while.
What's going on, man?
I wonder what's going on.
And then, man,
guys, we've been a little under the Zoom meetings.
Ah, sorry, boring. Bro. Sorry, bro.
We're all looking for something to do. I don't know, man. It's just crazy out there right now.
Damn.
Hey, so a question for you guys.
Yeah. So,
vertical series.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What do you guys do? Do you guys start from the top, work your way down?
Okay.
Or do you work your way from the bottom and going up?
Yeah.
So, I take out the four-pack of Stone's Vertical of Woot Stout.
Woot Stout?
That one has a 2017 to 2020. So, which one do you try first, 2020?
Oh.
Or do you work from 2017 and work your way up? Man, it's a dilemma. Jim says work from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll sit from the bottom up. I have no idea what to do. I'm totally lost. You know, man, I don't know. You guys fill in the blanks. You know, you're my experts.
Oh, no.
Second question.
He's trusting.
When is this shit for 2020 going to be over?
Really never. To do. Never.
You know, I'm really hoping you guys are, you know, back in the Dorktown studios pretty soon.
Yeah.
This 2020 shit, man, I'm like, I'm done with it. You know?
You hear that, 2020? Circle's done. About it.
Yeah, man, circle's
done. It's just dragging us. Oh, Brewers are going under. They're going bankrupt. Stone. Who knows what the hell's going on with them? Change CEOs. You know, maybe a bankruptcy's coming in the future, a sell-off. You know, maybe they sell a big beer. Who knows?
No.
But come it's on. Just crazy. But love to know what you guys think. Keep the good work, and bye.
Bye. Thanks for checking back in, Evil Circle.
Yeah.
He always comes up with good questions for us to discuss. I've never thought that's a good – I have never heard this – mentioned or talked about on the internets at all. And what order do you do a vertical? If you don't know, you're going to take one style, one beer, but stack all the years, a seasonal beer that you have multiple of from multiple years. You're going to drink them all at once. And I always keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys. Sorry, I had to get that in there.
You always keep up.
I probably have only done like two or three verticals in my whole life. It's because I don't organize well enough, I guess, for verticals. But I always think to start from the oldest all the way to the newest.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a parabola vertical. I would start. Mm-hmm. And if it was like 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, I would start with 2014. Wow. But I don't know. What would you want to do?
I am completely conflicted on this answer. I see your point. You start with the oldest and go mm-hmm. to the newest. But then I'm thinking the oldest is the rarest. Wouldn't you want to savor that one?
Ooh, that's true.
Huh? But if that one sucks, I mean, I guess you could still get another bottle of the current flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, say they made a 2020, you could always get another bottle of that.
Right.
I think I would save the oldest for last.
Ah, you've convinced me. I think I want to do that now. Because that's going to be the most interesting is the oldest. You're like, I don't know what's going to happen. The newest, you're like, it's probably not going to be that shocking.
Right.
But the oldest, you can really judge. This is definitely changed because it's old. But if you start off with the old first, you're like, okay. Uh-huh. This is what it's like, huh? Oh, and then you start having fresher ones.
Yeah. But see, here's the exception to that rule is if it's not the same recipe year to year. Like Firestone's, like you said, Parabola, same year to year. But their anniversary ale is different. A different blend every year.
Yeah. So that's like almost negates the order of how you do it. If it's a different beer every year, it's sort mm-hmm. of like doesn't matter then at that point, kind of.
No, just go for but what you like. But if
it's the same beer, then
right.
Yeah.
Or allegedly the same.
Right.
Who knows? They
tried to be the same.
Like Luponic. Oh, this is the same every time.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's not.
It's not. Jerk. Liars. Lie.
Hey guys. Jamie, I haven't called in a little while. I was looking at the July calendar that Colin and Gene put together, and there was a nice big old giant picture of the Fontana Gym Invitational last time with good old Bud Nick 80 sitting there. And below that we had Evil Circle was there, and Colin and Janine and some kind of stuff. I'm like, wow, that's cool. Like, you got all the Garage Boys on July. Wow, I wonder what's in August. The only one we were missing was Jazz. Flipped over, it's Jazz and Ants on the August. And I looked down, it was the Nick 80's birthday. So happy late birthday there, Nick 80.
Wow. So
fun discussion, question for tonight. If you guys could take any five breweries and Voltron them, so that's any five breweries and glue them together, kind of like a Canarchy thing, what would those be? Now remember, you can't just choose one style. You got to choose the whole brew. So you can mix styles. Russian River
from 1996.
Do you think you can make a dream hazy IPA pack with the breweries? Anyways, there's a little food for thought.
I'm out.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks. Bye. That's a good question as well. The Garage Boys coming through. That's also a difficult question to go on the fly with. Five?
Yeah.
You're basically saying I want the five best breweries I want to come together as one. Russian River. Tioga Sequoia.
Local buy.
Humble C. Slice Brewing Company. And see, I get one more. Got room for one more.
Slice is pretty cool. Huh?
Yeah. I'll just say Modern Times just because consistency, you know.
Wow. I think
that's
reliable fine. Part.
Yeah. Of the we got throw some out there.
I'm diagramming right now. So Sierra Nevada is the body.
All right. That's good. Damn it. Yep, you're right.
It's, okay, it's the spine. North Coast. Yeah, it's the spine. Sierra Nevada is the spine. North Coast is my right limb. I got Bottle Logic as my left limb.
Yeah. Bottle Logic, huh? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. They are stout heavy. They do some incredible dark beers. Bike Dog Brewing's carrying my IPA left leg.
Man, you got interesting Voltron there.
And I'm lacking on a fifth. I don't just want to put Modern Times in there, although they are worthy.
Colorado Brewery. Throw it in there.
Colorado. Oh, Weldworks.
Oh, there you go. Boom.
Boom. I'm going Weldworks.
It's good. It's a good one.
Yes. There's my Voltron.
All right. It's a couple of good Voltrons. Let's see if we've got some email voicemails this week. Don't know why I'm talking in an accent. We just have one, and who could it be but this gentleman?
What a levato should you be here? I'm just kidding, Holmes. You know what happens when you're drunk and you think you have a great idea and then you follow through? And then when you get the feedback, you realize it was like the worst thing you ever thought? Yeah, that's how I feel about the last week's shout out. Anyways, enough about
There's
that.
There's nothing
homie.
Wrong with last this week's shout out.
It's very easy, Holmes. This week's shout out goes out to the couple, the main couple, the Cleopatra and Julius Caesar of the Perfect Pour community, Holmes. The one and only Janine and Colin, Holmes. I put the female up front because they run the house. I said, you know how that's how it is.
True.
This couple is like the ultimate couple you want to be. This is my beer goals with my Ruka, with my Haina, with my wife, Holmes. I would love to be able to. They out drink each other. I say, when they untap their beers, they only tag each other, homie. And they've been to San Diego with the Garage Boys. They're so dedicated that they open their house to perfect strangers to hang out and drink. There's nothing else to do. They created the Perfect Pour community calendar. I say they. The amazing couple, like I said, these are goals that you want to have with your significant other. And that's it, homie. Janine and Colin, this is your shout out. Appreciate you guys. This is True Your Beer, and this has been
Shout Out. Shout Out. Shout Out.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Chew. You nailed that one. Colin and Janine, they've been waiting for that shout out, I bet. They're like, are we going to get a shout out?
When's our turn?
Oh, sorry. Nobody ever pays me income. Thanks, Chew. Thanks, everyone, for calling. And that's what we got on the voicemails, guys. So if you want to be on the show, if you haven't been on the show for a long time, looking for that right now. If you've never been on the show, we're looking for that. Looking for any non-American listeners, maybe call. Spice things up a little bit there. We're just looking for it all, you know. Thanks, everyone, for going. Let's see if I can...
Oh, great.
Shout out. Bam. Still no map.
Looking out for beers.
But this is when we notice some new releases of beer and we're like, hey, I want that beer. Even if it's not in our town, we're still going to look out for it and maybe alert you to something you weren't aware of. Nick, you looking out for anything this week?
I saw some beers that made me think of you guys.
Aw.
And I thought I would have it ready by now, but I forgot there's one less person. They're all from North Park.
North Park.
Yes.
One of you or either you or Matt has a North Park beer from Wazoo, I think.
Ooh. It's me.
Oh, damn it.
Just kidding. Ooh, Urban Roots has new stuff out too. Altamont. Oh, it's a collab. Fresh with social distance, Urban Roots and Altamont Brewing. I just can't look out for beers anymore. Every time I look out for something, they're hazy. So North Park,
so many haze.
North Park Brewing so has Stay Hazy, and it's got a Ron Burgundy likeness on it. It's a Stay double dry hop hazy session IPA. So 4.8%. There's your pool drinking beer.
All right.
They also have the Scolari's West Coast Double IPA and Mosaic Robot Fighter. These are all North Park beers for you and Matt.
Does it fight Mosaic's beers or is it fueled
by Mosaic? The robots.
Oh,
right.
Mosaic's like, fuck you, robot, robots.
Robots.
I wouldn't want to go up against Mosaic Hop. Kick my ass.
That's right. Okay, here we go. This is something for me, finally.
Within your looking out for, you finally found something for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm shopping at Bine and Vine right now. Wherever they're at.
You ever order anything from Bine and Vine? Or no,
but they
ship?
I
don't know if they ship. Yeah, all the times I've been down to San Diego, every time I go down there, I'm like, we got to go to Bine and Vine. And we just never, somehow it just never happens.
Oh. Never?
To be, from the outside looking in, they seem to be like the ultimate indie beer bottle shop. Like Bine and Vine cannot be beaten. As far as the way the internet looks and...
The SD internet,
beer,
well,
Indie Beer Show, SD Beer Talk. It's always a Bine and Vine, man.
Damn. Yeah, I think if anybody gets Matt's sense of humor, it's North Park. but, anyways, back to me. Yeah. Here's one. It's a collab, Beach Retreat. IPA India Pale Ale from Pizza Port and Beechwood.
Okay. I'm into that.
West Coast IPA hopped with Citra, Strata, Idaho, and Mandarina.
All right. Those sound good.
All right. There's your looking out
for. Okay. Looking out for the segment for Hops and Dreams. Hopes and Dreams. Mm-hmm. Sierra Nevada, one that got the news of got released right after our show last week. Dankful IPA. Yeah. This is one I'm excited about from Sierra. I can't remember the last time I got really excited about a new Sierra release, but I'll be interested to find out how dankful it is.
Dank is Sierra? Yeah.
Because Sierra always goes, you know, low-key on everything. So I wonder if it's like, they're saying like, yeah, it's going to be dank. And we're like, is it going to be like dank? Like everyone, all the breweries do dank now, or is it going to be dank for Sierra Nevada?
Right.
But either way, I'm looking out for it. And the benefits
evenly local, danked.
It benefits local charities. It's not getting released until mid-September, so don't look out for it now. But
what?
They've already, Sierra Nevada has already committed $1 million to local charities, and it's a benefit beer, but they're like, we're already throwing in $1 million for it, and then you buy the beer, you're also going to be contributing to it. So that's pretty cool. So thankful IPA. And it's got a pretty can. It's going to be in a can. It's going to look pretty. Yeah. So also, speaking of NorCal Brewers. So I guess, yeah. I guess I'm never going to have Pliny for president because I'm a big piece of shit, I guess.
Oh,
but you know, hopefully I'm worthy of this other one coming out from Russian River called Citra Flash Mob, which I think they've made before, but definitely not in a can. They're putting a 16-ounce can of a Citra Pale Ale from Russian River. I mean, freaking A. Yeah.
Friggin' A.
Sign me up, man. Russian River is making a Citra Pale and putting it in a can. I want that. Hopefully it comes to our market and it's not like a freaking... We have to buy it from the brewery only crap. Like, planning for present.
That's some bullshit.
That's bullshit, man. Cellar Maker and Slice Beer Company have collabed to make a beer called Board of Crusties. And yes, Nick, it's a hazy IPA with Nelson and Strada. But hey, Slice and Cellar Maker. It must be good. Muddy York Brewing Company. Where would you think Muddy York is from, Nick? Just out of the top of your head. What is
Muddy York?
Yeah, Muddy York Brewing Company. And it's not New York. I'll give you
I'm
that.
I'm thinking Guam.
Wow, that is a pull. Guam Brewery. They're from Toronto. That is Ontario, Canada. And
Canada.
And the beer is called Mike. Yes, Mike. It's another New England IPA.
Oh, that's the beer name.
Yeah. I guess they're listeners of the show because I'm the only Mike there is. It's sort of an opposite play of like, let's get Mikey to eat it. He likes everything.
Right.
They're basically saying like, oh, Mike doesn't like anything, but hazies. Mike doesn't like hazies, but this is a good hazy. So Muddy York Brewing Company in Toronto. And that's some looking out for us. We don't have Matt. Whoa. It's looking out for us. So
to look out for.
We move on to what we're doing. And I'm still enjoying this. The all good IPA from Loomis. I'm probably gonna get one more though. Just to give you a heads up.
What?
Yeah.
You're cracking one?
Huh? I will.
Bye.
For it's all over. Here.
Oh boy.
Well, Nick, what drink some beers this week?
We gotta get the gear. I drank a couple of beers this week.
All right.
Not sure what I did last week.
What did I do last week, man?
I did have some Fogger from Zach's Brew.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's a repeat from last show. Does it count if it's outside the show?
You didn't check in much this week, did you?
No. No, I did not.
No, Scotty.
Yeah. Fogger from Zach's. Hecabiscus from Zach's Brewing. Sierra Nevada Porter. I found that at Save Mart. That was a nicely priced order.
Yeah.
Six pack.
Oh, yeah. I buy that a lot for the producer.
Oh, so happy. You know, I like the shoots and all, but man, it's nice to change it up now and then.
Yeah. The shoots have a, speaking of looking out for it, the shoots has like a Black Butte anniversary one with, it's like a double.
Okay.
And I don't have
is it a bigger bottle or is it
a 12? It's like the same, I think, but it's like.
Okay. Yeah, but it's anniversary.
Yeah, it's like a lot of alcohol and stuff, man. So probably you should look out for that.
Oh, I had a Hams. I had a Hams lager.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That is. Is it Indy? I don't know. It's, I don't think it's. Nah, no, it's Miller. Miller owns Hams.
Different.
Oh, gosh.
Yellow.
Gosh, different. Nick.
I know. It happened. Not ashamed. What else?
What else?
I think that's all I had. That was unique.
Uniques. Let's check on Matt. Beardbury 87. What he did. Yeah, he did some untapping. He had a Fogger from Zach's Brewing.
Nice.
He had a Don't Be Suspicious, the two can releases. He had an L Cap, the Hazy West Coast from Tioga Sequoia.
I was so excited about that beer till I saw the photo of it.
Oh, yeah.
Orange juice.
I wouldn't say orange juice, but, you know, it's hazy.
It's rather hazy.
He had one from Slice Beer Company called Whammy.
Wow. I like.
I don't know what his note, the notes he wrote is, it's been longer than 72 hours. More like 1440, and it still holds up. I'm guessing this is like older than it should be, and it's still good. So I think that's what Mr. Matt.
That's the sentiment.
Yeah. He also apparently you guys shared some Hams together because he also had this Hams.
Yeah.
Matt gave this Hams a 5-star rating.
Wow.
You cannot rate any higher.
No higher than 5.
Hams is number one lager. Number one.
Yeah.
You'll never get this.
Greater than a Hams.
King of the Castle. And he had the Tiki Time from Tioga Sequoia, the pale milkshake.
Oh, he's had it already.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a milkshake. Because he's industry. He's already had it. Yeah, this is what it's classified as. Pale ale dash milkshake.
Great.
So, nothing next well. I'm going to give that a toast. I'm toasting him right now. He's going to be like, whoa, fuck. And the interesting to me, I will look out for this, Green Shift from Beechwood Brewing. I don't know how he got that.
Oh, nice.
Where do you get this from? They got it. Easy drinking for 10%. That's his comment. Wow.
Oh, it's a 10.
Mm-hmm. Let's look for a random perfect pour listener. See what they've been drinking.
Oh, yes.
I will look. I have a group of perfect pour listeners that I friends on Untappd that I put into a group that I know listen to the show. If you think if you want to be in that group, you think I don't have you in the group. If you never see me like your cheers, any of your check-ins on Untappd, I might not have you in there. So, just let me know on Untappd. Like, hey man, just tag me in a check-in if you think maybe I don't follow you, and then and you know, just some sort of reference that I know that you listen to the show, and then I'll put you in a group. So. It's just better that I basically just check those groups more than I check regular. Let's check. Let's go with the sirs and we'll check Rad Mike. Michael Radziwan. Let's check what he's been drinking. He's an Untappd supporter. That means he pays untapped money. He checked in an hour ago. Barrel-aged Belgian stout from Fernie Brewing Company. Let's see, where is Fernie at? I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Fernie is in British Columbia. Oh, no, this. He had it. He's in a British Columbia pub, the Sullivan Pub. What's going on there, Rad Mike? Going to pubs in a pandemic. He had from Russell Brewing Company, Midnight Vacation. He gave that a 4.10. Oh, it's because he's a supporter. He can judge things in a 0.10.
Oh, he's got quarter.
Yeah. When you're a supporter, you can.
Is it tense?
Yeah, you can judge whoever you want. Some Mountain Spirit and Spa, Russell Brewing Company, Overtime Beer Works. This is some weird Canadian shit, Rad Mike, you're doing. Oh, man. Yeah, that's Rad Mike on the Michael Radzi one on Untappd if you're not following him. Rad_Mike. That's all you need to know. We'll see. What was I drinking this week? Oh, I had, it was a cheap beer. Oh, $2.99 from Belching Beaver Company, High Expectations. It was, I was like, I never had that beer before, and it was only $2.99 for a 16-ounce can. Yeah, I'll take it. And expecting it to be probably be bad. It was not. It was actually enjoyable. I watched the meteor shower with that beer. And I had the aforementioned Zach's Don't Be Suspicious can release. Had the El Cap from Tagaskoya. And Reggie gave me one, I think it was from a mix pack. He had a Rogue's Newport Days Pale New England. That's a good little day drinker. And also the Bat Squatch from Rogue. That was okay. It's okay.
Rogue used to be so cool.
This used to be so cool. The Fogger from Zach's Brewing. And the Monterey Street. Here we go. Monterey Street from Pale from Central Coast. That was on That was on sale at the market. Only $2.99 for the 16-ounce can. I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
It's getting old.
Mm-hmm. And one from Bike Dog. I don't know if this was from last week. This is sort of blending in, but What We Do in Stainless from Bike Dog.
Ah, nice.
This is okay. Wasn't that?
It's okay. And,
Dorktown on Untappd. That's me. And Bearded Brewer 87. That's Matt. And The Nick 80.
Word.
Is The Nick. I'm going to... Let me turn on the... fridge mic. I'm going in the fridge. Get another beer. Think about that.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm here. I made it. Long journey. There's still some listener beers in here, mostly stouts, and we may never have them. I'm back from my journey. Nick left too. He's like, I'm out of here. That's stupid. Oh, what do we got from
what?
What?
I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did not go to the fridge to get another beer.
Oh, okay, good. Where's your will you tell your wife like, hey, honey, I got to mic up the fridge. What are you talking about? I got to put a mic next to the fridge.
That's right.
Okay. Why would anybody put a microphone next to the fridge? Oh my God, you're so not a podcaster.
Oh, it's business expense, honey.
Business expense. Okay.
We'll write it off.
Don't worry.
This is a write-off.
It's not what I'm talking about, Nick. You're just putting a microphone next to the fridge. Oh, it's a write-off.
Yeah. Okay, that's I'm conducting write-off. Business at the fridge. I need to.
I love gold.
I got business at the fridge, all right?
Yeah. It must be documented, my business at the fridge.
Donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Simcoe Aww. Showcase. From Moksa Brewing, single hop hazy double IPA. And so it's all Simcoe, man. I better like Simcoe. I hope I like you better. Simcoe.
I have a hard time telling you this, but I don't think you do.
Oh, shit. I might not. I don't remember if I like Simcoe or not.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
It's kind of stone fruity.
Are you drinking it because it's good or drinking it because it's cold?
It's cold. It's okay. It's fine. I guess I'm not that big of a Simcoe fan. I need Simcoe mixed with things.
Wow.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay. But
I've had much worse. But yeah. I don't need any Simcoe focused. Wow.
If ever we needed to do a bad beer drawer episode, now would be the time. But sadly, we cannot get together to do
it. Nope. those bad beers, and we have two drawers for refrigerator, like the kind of drawers you put all your vegetables in, drawers full of bad old beer.
Yeah,
we have
old beer crispers.
We've only touched on a couple times. So there is a lot of old, terrible beer in there that I don't know if we'll ever get to it at this point. Now,
yeah, it's beyond bad at this point.
Yeah. Didn't you get a beer?
Yes, I am drinking donated to the show by the Nick 80. Oh. Is my last Sierra Nevada porter. Cool. Yeah.
He drinks beer now. Gold.
It's left over from my socially acceptable get together over the weekend.
Socially acceptable. All right. Well, I think
still drinking nicely.
I think we're good.
I almost did a personal beer fest, but I do have tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I know. Me too.
Keeping it light.
Now, actually, I can officially say I have to work today.
Today.
Here's some cheers.
Cheers. Throwback cheers to our old friend Raisin Tobles.
Aw.
Otherwise known as Raisins to Barrels. I guess he's no longer. It was strange. I was like wondering what the hell that guy's up to. And
I see him on Twitters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you about beer Twitter. That was part of my culture, but I forgot.
Uh-oh. All right. You can still ask him.
Yeah.
I still want to hear Raisins to Barrels.
Yeah, I guess he's leaving the raisin game. He's no longer providing raisins to those who like to ferment things.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But on to better things, you know, because of the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. I was like, oh, wonder what's going on. Then Instagram stories pop up, and there he is telling stories. Same for Bells. Have not talked to Bells in a long time. Mm-hmm. Had a Dorktown Bells had a brief Instagram exchange with the Bells. He says, you know, still alive, but been too long seeing everybody.
But he hates Mike, and I don't want to be in a room with that guy, podcasting or anything.
Wow. We'll read closer next time because I did not get.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, okay. That's what I read.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Fuck that guy. And
got some cheers.
That's pretty cool. Some cheers.
You know what? Pretty cool. Everyone's pretty cool. It was
pretty cool.
Thanks to our golden gods. Big cheers to our golden gods. They're still out there cranking out the golden god cash, giving us money every month, man. We really appreciate it. It honestly helps us a lot. And it does things for us that we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. We've got a UPS store box that you can ship things to, give us, donate things to the show. Glassware with beer in it. Ooh. You can donate that to us. You can just send us whatever. Postcards, man. Keep the Postal Service.
Postcards, yes.
Postal Service going, man. Send us more postcards. You know, we tried to start that up one time and went away. So it's a good time to just send some postcards, man. You go through the
mail. That would be cool.
And we can put them all up somewhere and see all the places that everyone listens to the show from.
We began that trend last time we traveled out of Fresno. And sadly, we have not been able to travel since then to continue the
tradition. You guys messed everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. We sent postcards last time we went on vacation.
Yeah.
In September last year.
So thank you, Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be a Golden God, you can hear the tailgate every week, which is just basically us before just getting the show together before the show.
And telling all the secrets.
You get into the Porum, which is the private Facebook group, and also the Discord group. And sometimes the show, you get or release the show. So you get some cool things. Somewhat cool. Also, cheers to Rogue Brewing for including me in their stories. I mean, I tagged them. It wasn't like random, but. Not that many breweries, actually. You know, when you check in something or, you know, tag some brewery or something, like, look, not that many breweries actually include you, but Rogue did, so thank you. Zach's Brewing did the same thing. Sierra Nevada replied to me on Twitter. So, yeah, kind of a big deal. Sierra Nevada replied to one of my tweets. Donnie up there in the Pacific Northwest. Donnie in the PNW. Patrick Murray. Colorado Beer Geek. Colo Beer Geek on it. Twitter. Drinking in the NW. Oh, that's Donnie again. Wow, Donnie got in there twice. How did I do that?
What? Revoke.
Revoked. It's me, _Al Green. That's Al Green. Javier C. Arroyo. And everybody that reads my newsletter, Drinking and Thinking. Yeah. Look for the link in our show notes or just go to drinkingandthinking.substack.com. I think if you listen to the show, you'll like that newsletter. I've been trying to do it every Saturday morning. And if you're already a subscriber, there's a lot of people that listen to the show that subscribe to it that haven't been opening it. And I fear it goes into your promotions folder or your spam folder or something. And you're just not even seeing it. So just make sure you're looking on Saturdays out in all your folders, man. It's in there somewhere. Cheers to Cell Maven, which is Leslie Lee, Hops_Hound, and of course Chew Your Beer, and Mr. and Mrs. Ants with the Z, and all those Garage Boys. Everybody in the Garage Boy crew. want to keep you want to keep friendly relations with the Garage Boy crew. You do not want to get on that bad side.
Don't make them mad.
They'll get you. So thank you everyone that shares the show, subscribes, reviews, anything you can do for us. We really appreciate it. And we're just trying to stay afloat in this COVID world like we all are. And hopefully we provide something fun for you to do for a couple hours over the weekend or something.
Yeah. On your long commute from the bedroom to the couch.
I'm just drinking Simcoe beers for the rest of the time.
Man. You brought that upon yourself.
All right. Well, hey. I blame Wazoo.
There you go.
Wazoo's fault. No, it's still good. Still enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep doing it. I'll go out and look at some meteor showers with my Simcoe beer after this.
Yeah.
Louis, right. Don't forget, Louis the German Lab on Instagram. It's just all Louis.
Yeah.
24/7 Louis.
That's right.
Perfect for Bob.
Meteor shower is the only shower you had today. That's a good
thing. I took a shower earlier. Watch the meteor shower.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check dates and wear masks. No.
Check your gluten content.
Check your gluten. Check your gluten.